Turn our hearts toward God in confession, humility, trusting in God's grace and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the strength of our ancestors, the host of this meal, the builder of the city that is to come. Amen. If we have died with Christ, we will also live with him. Let us confess our sin to one another, to the one who is faithful.
God, our helper, we confess the many ways we have failed to live as your disciples. We have not finished what you began. We have feasted with friends but ignored strangers. We have been captivated by our possessions. Lift our burdens, gracious God. Refresh our hearts. Forgive our sin. Raise us to the new life you have chosen for us. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, there is rejoicing in heaven when sinners repent. Put your trust in these promises. God will never leave you or forsake you. You who were lost have been found. For the sake of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Rejoice with the angels at this good news. Let all God's people say,
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
God among us, we gather in the name of your Son to learn love for one another. Keep our feet from evil paths. Turn our minds to your wisdom and our hearts to the grace revealed in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Today is from Amos chapter 8, verses 4 through 7, a reading from Amos. Hear this, you that trample on the needy and bring to ruin the poor of the land, saying, when will the new moon be over so that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath so that we may offer wheat for sale? We will make the ephah, which is a bushel, small and the shekel great, and practice deceit with false balances, buying the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, and selling the sweepings of the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will not forget any of their deeds. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. Give praise, you servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be blessed from this time forth forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, let the name of the Lord be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, God's glory above the heavens. The Lord lifts up the poor, the Lord lifts up the poor, the Lord lifts up the poor from the ashes. Who is like the Lord our God? Who sits enthroned on high, but stoops to behold the heavens and the earth. The Lord takes up the weak out of the dust and lifts up the poor from the ashes, enthroning them with the rulers, of the people. The Lord makes the woman of a childless house to be a joyful mother of children. Alleluia.
The Lord lifts up the poor. The Lord lifts up the poor. The Lord lifts up the poor from the ashes.
The second reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all who are in high positions, so that they may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and dignity. This is right and is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God. There is also one mediator between God and humankind, Christ Jesus himself human, who gave himself a ransom for all. This was attested at the right time. For this I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth. I am not lying. A teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Word of God, word of life.
Holy Gospel for today comes from Luke, the 16th chapter, beginning with the first verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Then Jesus said to the disciples, there was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was squandering his property. So he summoned him and said to him, what is this I hear about you? Give me accounting of your management, because you cannot be my manager any longer. Then the manager said to himself, well, what will I do now that my master is taking the position away from me? I'm not strong enough to dig. I'm ashamed to beg. I've decided what to do, so when I'm dismissed as manager, people might welcome me into their homes. And so, summoning his master's debtors one by one, he asked the first, how much do you owe my master? He answered, 100 jugs of olive oil. He said to him, take your bill, sit down quickly, and make it 50. Then he asked another, how much do you owe? He replied, 100 containers of wheat. He said to him, take your bill, make it 80. And his master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. For the children of this age are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of dishonest wealth, so that when it's gone, they may welcome you into the eternal homes. Whoever is faithful in very little is faithful also in much. Whoever is dishonest in very little is dishonest also in much. If then you have not been faithful with the dishonest wealth, who will entrust you with the true riches? And if you've not been faithful with what belongs to another, who will you give that as your own? No slave can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one or love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, one of my favorite lines of scripture was read today, and because it just seems so true. I'm telling you the truth today. I'm not lying. Don't know why it's just something about that. When you get done talking about Jesus and you say, you know what, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not lying. Have you known anybody that leads with that seems to be covering something up? But when it comes to Jesus, it seems to be the truth. So what I'm saying today, I'm telling the truth. I'm not lying. And after reading that gospel lesson, I could use a vacation very soon. It is tough. That was a tough text. It took all week trying to figure out which direction Jesus is going. What direction is the same? Because these parables, you know, some of them leave our heads spinning. We overthink them. We really don't like it when it points a finger right back at us. And then sometimes that makes it hard to understand. Who's the rich man in this parable? Who's the manager? Who's the people that owe something? Do we fit into this parable somewhere? Is God in this parable? Where is going on? Seems like anytime you read some of these parables, there's more questions than answers. And when we think we have it figured out, just when you think that parable makes perfect sense, that's when the rug gets yanked out from underneath us. Case in point, this manager is dishonest. He's told he's going to be fired. I don't know about you, but if I knew a dishonest manager and heard he was going to be fired and knew he flat out deserved it, I'd be saying, good. Good, this person's gone. Maybe some change will happen. And, you know, he forgives a couple people, but does he forgive everybody? Others may think, you know, yeah, he's getting what he deserves. He should go. I don't care if he helped a few people. But just when you think you got it figured out that this guy's got what's coming to him, nope, he's commended. He's told, make friends by means of dishonest wealth. It's when you think you know where something's going, the rug is yanked out from underneath you. I don't know if your head's spinning today, but mine is. Especially when it says, you know, make friends by dishonest wealth. So let's just take a deep breath for a moment and look again at this parable. Do you notice something about this parable? I want you to get out your Bibles, turn to Luke 16, and we're going to look at something that comes right before this parable. Luke 16. Anybody remember what we talked about last week in the gospel? Anybody at all? Anybody remember it, or have you lost it? Some people lost coin, lost sheep. But what comes between the lost coin, lost sheep, and today's? That's why I had you open it up. It's an open book test. The lost son. The prodigal son. You know that parable, don't you? Frontwards, backwards. You notice that it comes right before this? Does that sound familiar? Does today's take on a new twist when you put it in conjunction with that, connected to that? Think about it for a moment. Think about this. The son, what's he do? He takes his inheritance. Squanders it, parties, blows it all away. Lives the good life. Squanders. What's the manager do? Squanders. Squanders the rich man's wealth. Doesn't manage it well. Is about to get fired. His life is about to be thrown into the dumps, into a pig pit, perhaps. The son is down on himself. Worries about himself, wonders, what am I going to do? The manager's down on himself, worries about himself, wonders, what am I going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go make some friends. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back and ask for forgiveness. The son returns to the father, open arms, before even asking for forgiveness, there's a party, a celebration. The manager, after he's done what he plans to do, celebrates with this man, with this manager, for forgiving the debts of others. Interesting. But one thing's true here. God, through Jesus, continues to reverse the norms. Looks at the facing crisis and looks at it in two different ways. One is a son, one is a manager, and those are two different crises. You might be able to relate to one, you might relate to the other. The crisis of our lives, are we like these two sometimes? There's real crises in our own lives. We feel sometimes like we may have a spiritual or moral crisis when we're told again, be shrewd, be dishonest. What? Facing this crisis in our lives, Jesus does what he needs to do for us in this crisis. In a crisis, we may go to extremes. We might end up working with the pigs to make ends meet. We might try to save ourselves and forgive debts, earn friends. But Jesus goes beyond these things. Jesus goes to the extreme by going all the way to the cross. To put it all right, he dies for us, blowing up any norms we thought we knew. God chooses to forgive our debts instead of accounting for them. We pray this every week in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our sins, forgive us our trespasses, forgive us our debts, however you pray it. And you know what? He does better than we do. And only Jesus can accomplish this, as it's said in our New Testament reading for today, as the mediator between we who owe and the one accounting. God, humans, he goes to the extreme as a ransom for all of us, doing better than the manager who forgave just a little. Jesus pays the whole ransom for all. This is the truth. It is not a lie. Jesus challenges the norms. He's here in this parable, and he continues to remind us that maybe while we think we have it figured out, sometimes we don't. Sometimes it hits closer to home than we ever like. Jesus challenges from different directions. And sometimes, because he challenges those norms so much, the least expected to be saved or forgiven are like that manager. But the manager, as corrupt as he is forgiven. Yet Jesus comes for him. He comes for us. He comes for those who owe. He comes for people in so many different places in life. Just when we have it figured out, we don't. But you know, that's part of the beauty of Jesus. Always challenging us. Always pushing us in a new direction, even when we think we got it figured out. And thank God for that. For changing the norm today and always. For commending us. Welcoming us home through Christ alone. It can be very confusing at times. It sure can. But that keeps us on our toes and keeps pointing us back to the one who truly can be the mediator, who truly can account for us, Jesus Christ. Clear as mud? Maybe. But it's the truth. And it's the truth through Christ alone. Keep wrestling with that. It's good. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Sustained and nurtured by our generous God, we gather as one to pray for the world and all of God's creation. At the end of each petition, I will say, Lord, in your mercy, and your response is, hear our prayer. Please join me in prayer. Creating God, you have created our world. Help us to be good stewards of all that you have made. Protect us during extreme weather and support us as we work together to sustain the earth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Faithful God, you call your church to serve you. Free us from self-centeredness and daily distraction, that we may discover the true richness of serving in your name. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Wise God, you rule the nations. Focus our hearts and minds on solutions, not insurmountable problems, and teach us to treat the other as a sister or brother in Christ, rather than someone who should be feared or ignored or looked down upon. Show us your ways of truth that lead to justice. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Eternal God, you hold us close even in death. Continue to surround the families of Julie Taylor, Leona Orvik, and Jerry Holland with love and assurance that their loved ones are now at rest with you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Healing God, you remember the forgotten. Heal the sick and comfort those in need. We lift up to you all who are in need. Grant them joy and comfort in your presence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We lift up the sick, the homebound, and all in need. Please add John Munson to the list of those we remember today. Let us pray for those listed in your bulletin. John, family of Jerry, Melissa, Dwayne, Deb, family of Leona, Ashley, Dr. Tim, Bernie, family of Julie, missionary Karen, Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Mahanes. Nurturing God, you give us life. Strengthen individuals and families to care for those around them. Strengthen all meaningful relationships through your presence. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, you hear the prayers of your people even before they are spoken. We commend these and all our prayers to you, trusting in your abundant mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, we pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Receive the blessing. Guard the good treasure entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit living in us. Almighty God bless you with grace, mercy, and peace, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
We've practiced it once, so I'm expecting a big response on this day. Go in peace. Be generous in love as Christ has loved us.
Thanks be to God.